Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Ayin Beis. Resh Ayin Beis 272, as we continue the special mitzvahs related to a Kohen Gadol. Past 2 days we discussed the Isurim of Tumah related to a Kohen Gadol. He has a separate Isur of walking into an Ohel HaMeis and becoming Tameh, even besides the separate mitzvah that's counted for a Kohen Hedyot. We did mention that if he violates, he doesn't get double Malkus because he's a Kohen Hedyot super and Kohen Gadol. No, he just gets the Malkus for Kohen Gadol. That's what we said from the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Dalet. And now we start today the next couple of mitzvahs which discuss the separate Isurim for her Kohen Gadol is allowed or not allowed to marry. So he is included in the other Isurim mentioned by a Kohen Hedyot. He can't marry a Grusha, he can't marry a Zona, he can't marry a Chalala. Those three apply to a Kohen Gadol, but he also has three separate mitzvos counted right here. Number one is today a mitzvah Aseh, mitzvah Kohen Gadol, Lisa Na'ara Bisula, a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to marry a Na'ara, a girl who is 12 and 12 and a half, Bisula, who has never been with a man before, Mrs. Asay. And then, coming up after that, Bez Hashem, next week, is the Los Asay, the Isser of a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana, and then a Kohen Gadol having Bia with an Almana, Bias Almana. Two separate Isurim, which we'll have to talk about why they're counted separately, and then Bez Hashem will get back to general Kohen Halachas, the Isser of a Kohen doing a Balmum doing the Avoda, and going into the Heichal, and other issues. But now, we still have these three marriage mitzvos having to do with the Kohen Gadol, even more than a Kohen Hedyot. So, Mrs. Kohen Gadol, Isa Nahara B'sula. Let's just read the Psukim first. The Torah tells us, V'hu Isha B'Bsuleha Yikach. He, the Kohen Gadol, shall marry a B'sula, shall take a B'sula. Almana Ugusha V'Chalala Zona Es Ela Lo Yikach. It repeats those, but it does not count them separately. Almana Grusha and Chalala. Lo yikach, he's allowed to key in besula be'amav yikach isha. As if it's, those are also just an outgrowth of this mitzvah. And the Torah repeats, key in besula be'amav yikach isha. Besula from his nation he shall take. We'll have to see why it is repeated. V'lo yichalel zaro ba'amav, ki anei Hashem mekadesh sho. And he shall not desecrate his children. We'll see if that's significant. Ki anei Hashem mekadesh sho. We'll see what the significance of each phrase is. Just even before we start, the Zayin Latorah of Suratsky notes the connection between this pasuk of Ahu Yisha B'Psulah Yikach with the previous pasuk that we were just talking about. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to make himself Tameh, even for his parents. La'aviv u'li'imo lo yitama. So Zayin Latorah says, he can't be mekadesh, he's in avelus, he just lost a parent, he lost a father, lost a mother. What could give a person nechama? What could give a Kohen Gadol nechama? Isha b'psula yikach, a wife. A wife could give nechama even after a loss of a parent. That's what the Zayin Latorah emphasizes. Hisbech l'zeh el misas ha'ava ha'aim, ki acharei sheyarash es ha'kahuna gadol me'aviv. His father just died, and maybe he's becoming the Kohen Gadol. A lovely Isha, he should get married. Ki ava bisha b'shah yimos ha'shana in Kohen Gadol musar likach isha yosim ishar adam. We'll get to that soon. Even though, generally, the Kohen Gadol is no different than any other man on Yom Kippur, he has to. But then the continuation is important for us now. V'yemesa imo v'adayin lo nasa isha, ramza lo Torah davar acher, sheikach isha v'yinachim acher imo. The Torah is just saying advice for life. If somebody loses their mother, rachmana l'slan, they can find nechama and comfort with their wife. If they lose their mother, they can find comfort with their wife. Sheikach isha v'yinachim acher imo. Where do you see that? By Yitzchak and Rivka. V'yivyeha Yitzchak ha'oela sara imo v'yinachim Yitzchak acharei imo. He finally had nechama after losing his mother once he brought his wife in. That's the connection just to the previous halacha. But now we get into the specific mitzvah. The mitzvah is, again, Sheyisa Kohen Gadol Na'ara Besula. A Kohen Gadol should marry a Na'ara Besula. A Kohen Hedyot does not have this. A Kohen Hedyot can marry an Almana. Kohen Hedyot can marry a woman who was married before, but a Kohen Gadol cannot. He cannot marry, he must marry a Na'ara Besula, Shene'emar, V'hu Isha Bibsuleha Yikach. He shall take an Isha Bibsuleha. The Balaturim notes, just a little Balaturim type of thought, V'hu is Gematria 18, that's a remez to Ben Shmon Esrei L'Chupa. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I saw one of the other Achronim point out that it's not just a mikra that so many weddings take place on Lag BaOmer, and there's always Yud Ches Iyar. It's always the same same date. Yud Ches is something about 18 Le Chupa. Okay, v'haraya shezenechsha michlal mitzvah zasei. How do I know that this is counted as a separate mitzvah zasei? Masha amru zechronu levracha. What it said in Ksubis. Osa hayer Rabbi Akiva mamzer afilu michavi asei. Rabbi Akiva says machlokas tanoim. What is the definition of a mamzer? We don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva. We say mamzer is chayvi krisis or worse. Chayvi krisis, chayvi mises bezdin, that creates mamzerus. But anything less than that, chayvi lavin, we hold, does not create mamzerus. Right, if somebody marries a mamzeres, you saw marries a mamzeres, that it does not create a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva says it does. Rabbi Akiva says even chayvei asei create mamzeres. Ubiaruze, what's an example? Because she a kohen gadol, bal isha sheina besula shehi asura alav baasei. That's the example Rabbi Akiva gives. So you see, we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, but you see at least there that it's a separate iser or mitzvah that a kohen has to marry a besula. If he marries a beula, that is aser, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that can even create mamzeris. Shaha iker hu etzleinu lava ba mechal asei asei, because the iker is when you have an asei and an asei is not fulfilled, that turns into an iser asei. Sometimes there's a bitol asei. If I don't put on tefillin, I'm violating. But also sometimes it could be an iser asei if it is, like here, it's an active violation of an asei. So that is what is an iser asei. Okay, so that is the definition that's a raya that it is a mitzvah. V'odamr zechorna levracha, Chazal also say, musar al ha'almana u'mitzuva al ha'psula. You also see a raya from Harius. The language is distinguishes, the Gemara distinguishes between almana and besula. So you see, it is two separate isurim. The question that the Rishonim deal with, though, is what I just alluded to. How much is this just an iser asei, and how much is it a kiyum asei? Does a kohen gadol have to go out and find that besula? Or is it just, if he marries a ba'ula, he's violating this isser asei. So if you look in the Ramban says it's both. And that's why you have two phrases here. First you have the phrase of, v'hu isha b'psuleha yikach, says the Ramban, right here, pirish avalo ba'ula, v'hi lav haba michlal asei, that's a lav haba michlal asei, v'achreichin hisir b'lav al ha'almana v'apsulos, v'amar, and then it repeats, ki im b'sula be'amav yikach isha, litzavos alav sheikachena. To tell him that he should get married. There's an Isra Asei, and there's not only that, but there's also a Kiyam Asei. V'zeo sh'amr aboseinu, musar al ha'almana, mitzuve al ha'besula. So he gets the same diak that the Chinuch gives. V'chafshana b'taras konim, kiyam besula, malamechu, mitzuve al ha'besula. It is a Kiyam Asei. That is the Ramban. Again, both, it has an Isra Asei, it has a Kiyam Asei. He doesn't count it as two of the separate 613. But in conceptual analysis, at least, it is the two ideas. The Tashbates and the Zohar HaRakia, one of the other Rishonim, counts it as two separate mitzvahs. Actually, Lamaisa. But we don't do that. The Rambam seems to, in most places, hold of the idea that it is a Kiyam Asei. In Ilchaz Yisurei Bia, in Yud Zayin Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Asei Al Kohen Gadol She Yisa Nara Besula. So Mitzvahs Asei sounds like Kiyam Asei. Umisha Tivgar Teaser Alav. And once she becomes a Bogeris, we'll get to that, 12 and a half, it's Aser. But that's the Rambam's Lashon. Also, a couple halachas later, in Halacha Tezvav, says the Rambam, Kohen Gadol Shenasa Be'ula Eino Loke Avamotzi Baget. Kohen Gadol marries Be'ula, doesn't get Malkus. It's a Kiyam Asei, but you have to divorce her. But that is the Rambam. The problem is here, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he sounds a little Isser Asei-like. So maybe he's like the Ramban. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs here, the Rambam's Lashon is, very short mitzvah, Shetziva Kohen Gadol Sheisa Besula, is counted as a mitzvah Asei that he should marry a Besula, V'u'amru Yisha B'Besula Yikach, U'bir Amru, he quotes Rabbi Akiva, again, Mamzer Afilu Michavi Asei, that's where the Chinuch got it from, U'bir Zeh, what is it? Let me explain, Kishahaya Kohen Gadol Ba'al Bilti Besula, Shehi Asura Lo Ba'asei, Shashor Shazeh Etzleinu Lava Ba'michlal Asei, Asei. So what he quotes. So according to the Rambam, maybe conceptually it's like the Ramban. He has both a Kiyam Asei and an Isser Asei. What difference does it make if it's a Kiyam Asei or an Isser Asei? So the Mitzvah Samelech, or the cement here in the Mitzvah Lamed Ches, has a very interesting discussion. And that is, would anybody suggest, and this he quotes this from the Chassam Sofer, a Kohen Gadol, there's a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Hedyot is happily married, wonderful. And what happens if he now becomes the Kohen Gadol? So now what? So now does the Isser kick in? And ask the question two ways. What if he was a Kohen Hedyot and he married an Amana? And he's happily married to an Amana, which he was allowed to do. And now all of a sudden he becomes the Kohen Gadol. So now is it an does he have to get divorced because right now he's a Kohen Gadol? Or do you say the language of the Gemara, Kivan de Hutra Hutra? Once he was allowed to get married, he's allowed to get married, which Pashas we would say. Kivan de Hutra Hutra. Or do we say, even more, not just an Almana case, what if just he's married? He's married. And now all of a sudden he becomes a Kohen Gadol. But now he's living with a Kohen Gadol who just became the Kohen Gadol, who's now living with a Be'ula. Be'ula's Atzmo. He was the one that made her a Be'ula. Would anybody suggest that there is an issue that he would have to get divorced? The Chassam Sofer asked the question at least. Ask the questions. He says you have to formulate the mitzvah differently. Ubehechrich, nobody's going to say that. Kohen Gadol has to get divorced? He doesn't quote the Lashon, but we would say, Durachet Darchi Noam. The Kohen Gadol becomes the Kohen Gadol, he's going to have to get divorced? Of course not. So what? Well, how must you formulate the mitzvah? Ubehechrach kavanas mitzvah zu he. What's this mitzvah about? It must be, says the mitzvah Samelach, sheyeheya kohen nasui isha. The ikker part of this mitzvah is about the kohen is supposed to be married. On Yom Kippur, we'll talk about that soon, he for sure, he has a chiv to be married. He can't do the avoda, because there's a carbon he brings from chibur ba'ado ba'ad beso. We'll talk about that more. But this is the din also. A kohen marrying a psula has to be married. And what's the din though? V'lachin, it depends. Im kfar nasui shapir. If he's married properly, he married somebody to a woman, even if she was an amana beforehand. Fine! He's not violating this iser. V'im hu panui, but if he's appointed Kohen Gadol when he's single, he has a chiyuv to marry an Arab Basula. That's how you understand the mitzvah. V'inimsa da mitzvah b'kum v'asei hud, the kishenosa isha yisan Arab Basula. If he is in the parsha of doing the mitzvah b'kum v'asei, then he has to marry an Arab Basula. But if he's already married, then he's not violating the mitzvah. So interestingly, you could say the kum v'asei part of this mitzvah applies when he's single, upon being appointed to the Kohen Gadol. The Isarasei applies when he's married already. As long as he didn't violate and marry a Be'ula when he was a Kohen Gadol, he could stay married. The Eino Kemitzvah Shchita. It's not like Shchita. The Shama Eino Mechuyav Lishchot Imein Arbos Alechol. It's not like Shchita. I don't want to eat. I don't want, then I won't shech. Lashaykin here he's chayiv to be married. He should be married. The after Bagamba Chola Demika Chiyav Lisa Isha. And even though everybody has a mitzvah to get married, the Rambam holds. Yeah, that's a Kiyika Chishisha, Machlokas, Rambam Rush, famous Machlokas. Whether there is a mitzvah to get married separate from the mitzvah of having children. Everybody agrees there's a mitzvah of having children, Puravu. What about just getting married? Is that a Hechsher mitzvah or is that a mitzvah itself? The Rambam says clearly in a few places it's a mitzvah itself. And that's why the bracha that we say at a Kiddushin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And it has to be said before the Kiddushin. Others say no. The Rush says in Ksubis. What do you mean, marriage? Marriage is a Hechsher mitzvah for Puravu. The Iker is Puravu. This is the Hechsher mitzvah. What's the bracha? Maybe it's Shemach V'Hodah. Different type of bracha. But Lav Dafka, it's a mitzvah. It's a machlokas. Rambam and Rush. And the Ritva has the middle sheet there in Ksubis, the beginning, where the Ritva says it's a mitzvah, but the bracha is a bracha Shemach V'Hodah. If they ask why there's no brachas mitzvah here by marriage, but that's the Ritva has the middle opinion. But either way, there's a mitzvah for everybody to get married. So what about here? What's this mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol? So explains the mitzvah of Melech, that if you look on the Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam says, what if somebody was ready Mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu? Does he have a chiyuv to get married? The Rambam says, yes, midurabanan. Midurabanan. Deim kvar kiyem mitzvahs puravu, shuv eno chayim anatar lisa isha elami divrehem hu dechayim. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. So, suggests the mitzvahs hamelech, maybe that's the chesh. The Kohen Gadol has a chiyuv to be married per se, even if he already had children. Do raisa, based on our pasuk of taking a besula. So that is his suggestion. Then he continues as well, relating to this, and he says maybe it's even meduyik in another Rambam that we read a couple of days ago. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas, the Isurei Bia Perek Yud Zayin, beginning of Perek Yud Zayin, Shalosh Nasrim Nasr Ala Kohanim. Three women are asked to Kohanim. Grusha, Zona, and Chalala. And Kohen Gadol has a fourth, Almana. That's the Rambam. What happened to Be'ula? What happened to Be'ula? That's also Asr. He's also asked to marry a Be'ula, woman who has already had Bia. But here he said, no, three to Kohanim and one more to Almana. What is he? He's only saying the Lo Sases. This is also Asr Mishum Asay, Echad. And then he says all the different types of Kohen Gadols are included in this. And then he says later on, and Alakha does a couple of Alakhas later. So does he talk about it earlier? He says, Kol Kohen Shenasa Achaz V'Yasholosh Nashim Elu Ben Gadol Ben Hedyo Uba Loke. V'Imbala Derech Znus. That's what we discussed a couple of days ago. It has to be within the context of marriage. You only get Malkus with marriage and Bia. Besides that, you don't. Ava Kohen Gadol Shabal Amana Loka Achas Ava Mishlo Kidesh. But Amana is a separate Isser, which we'll talk about. But that is the exception to the rule. But he doesn't mention Be'ula here at all. Later on, he gets into Be'ula. Why? Mitzvah, now Halacha Yud Gimel. Mitzvah, say, HaKohen Gadol, Shisa Nara Besula. What about Be'ula? Why isn't this included? So suggest the Mitzvah Melech, because it's not the same type of Isser. Not the same type of Isser. Why? The Raka Psula Mekahuna Mona HaRambam, Kedin Grusha Vazona. Be'ula Lavi Psula HaKohen Gadol. Se Psula HaRayim, Dekfar Haya Nesua Yechol HaKaima. He doesn't have to get divorced when he becomes the Kohen Gadol. So you see, it's a different type of idea. The point, the message is really, it's a mitzvah to be married. So this is to be married. If you haven't been married, you have to marry a besula. If you're already married, it's okay. Why is it so important on a hashkafic level for the Kohen Gadol to be married? So a couple of points. Number one, Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says this back in Pasha Zachremos. Perek Tezayin, Hal Pasik Zayin. He says, the Jewish high priest is not thought of without a home, unmarried, without a wife. Why? Because he's the model citizen. The melech is not the model citizen. We don't wish that our children should be a melech. A melech, if you have to be from the Malchus Beis David. A melech, he has to be strong. He has to be overbearing to his fellow Jews. But Rav Hirsch says, a Kohen Gadol, he's the model citizen. He's Kulo Kadosh. The man who is to represent in the sanctuary of God's law as the moral ideal of the nation, and whose life is to be a model for all people, must show the picture of a human life in the completeness of its moral mission. Marriage, the foundation of all moral development, the basis of all moral prosperity and happiness of a nation, may not be lacking. V'chulu. That's the Kohen Gadol. And Rav Sternbach also, V'hush Isha B'Psula Yikach, why is it so important? Because the other religions in the world do not believe this. The other religions believe that you can't get married. And that's what Kedusha is all about. No, we believe Dafka. Kedusha is about being married. Kedusha is about raising a family. That's what he says right here. Lefisha Matzino ben Komri Ha'akum Shemisnazrim Kaviyachol Mehanos Olam Hazeh. It's Kaviyachol because really a lot of them are faking. Right? They say they're separate, but they're not. Uparshim Yidarki Ha'olam Ve'inanosim Nashim Vikpida Torah the Kohen Gadol with all his Kedusha. He has to be married, right? Life's about being married. That's what life's about. Marriage, family. Rav Nassan Adler is quoted as saying that that's why Hakel, right? It's Anashim V'Nashim V'Taf. We have to bring everybody to the Beis HaMikdash. Is that going to be the most spiritual experience? Bringing my kids, if I go myself, I'll have a spiritual experience. I'll bring my kids. They have to go to the bathroom. I have to take them. I'm schlepping the diaper bag and the strollers, and the kids are saying, I'm hungry. That's going to be such a spiritual experience. The answer is, but that's what life's about. Life's about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of family. And that's what's emphasized by the mitzvah of a Kohen Gadol being married. In general, it's just a mitzvah zaseh. On Yom Kippur, it's Le'ikuva. He can't even do the avoda if he's not married. And that's what we know because it says, V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. Okay, there's a lot to talk about there, but we will now continue. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, again, we just spoke about some of this, but we'll say it again. Some of the messages behind this mitzvah, lafisho ha'ikar ha'tov sheba'adamu shi'ilo machsheves taranikiyas. Now he's emphasizing, but why a besula? Fine being married, but why a besula? Because a Kohen Gadol, as we know, has to be on the highest level of Tara, even with the relationship with his wife. Ki acharei machshavos yimashach ma'isa hagufos. After machshavos are pulled, the actions. Al kein roi lo l'mishares hagadol. That's why he's only fitting for the great mishares. The Kohen Gadol. Lehi davik b'isha shelo kava machshavasa b'ish acher zulasibo. Okay, and it's only fitting that the Kohen Gadol should only be connected to a woman who's only thinking about him, who has never thought about another man, who's never been connected to another man. Even an almana. Shu kodesh kadashim. That's what we said a couple of days ago. We spoke about the difference between almana and grusha. An almana, at least, the person's dead, the husband, and therefore, the memory is receding somewhat. Mashenke by a grusha. That was the reason for this a grusha l'kohen. But here, by Kohen Gadol has an even higher standard. Umitokach yeh hazera sheyelo Hashem yimenatar v'naki roi lavadok pekdusha. As we mentioned, the machshavis in the relationship impact the children. Maybe that's related to the edge of the pasuk, the end of this pasuk. He has such a high standard, being with another woman, who might even have havaminas of thinking about a previous relationship, right? That would be a chilul. And a Kohen Gadol has to marry, therefore, this woman who is a psula. And not only a psula, but as we know, even if she is a little older, once she becomes a bogeres, says the Chinuch b'shem tomar umi odeya im gam absula kava machshavase b'shachar zulasi bov v'nasrei ne'ab acher. I maybe this 11-year-old, 12-year-old, right? They got married much earlier in the previous generations. Maybe she thought of another man. Hatshuva b'zen no. She calls man shelo yatzam machshavase min hakoach ala poal ina nifselis. As long as she didn't act upon it. She's still a besula. We're not worried about fleeting thoughts. Ava calls manchala nivola nifsala, but nivola is nifsal. V'yava bisha amru, but also added to that is when she becomes a bulgaris. It's got to be between 12 and 12 and a half. A na'ara besula. Ha'inyanu debikiva she gedola kolkach, yetza machshav eslibe, rak ra. Once a woman gets older, then she starts thinking naturally about marriage and other men, and therefore that machshava will be more kavua in her, and therefore a kohen gadol is off limits to marry a woman that is older. So again, it's a mitzvah zaseh to marry a na'ara b'sula. Na'ara b'sula. The chinuch continues and says, v'chein minizeh atam amru gam kein shim nisalma mina erison, even an almana mina erison. If you know there was no bia, afilu bo dektan asuri l'kohen, de mikivet shenase ba maise kiddushin kvar kava machshavase b'sha'a. Even in Maisa B, even if Maisa Kedushin was done to her, that's also part of the whole idea that she is connected, was connected somewhat to another man, and therefore she is unable to marry the Kohen Gadol. One or two other points. In the next paragraph, the Menachas Chinuch mentions a special din that the Kohen Gadol, even though Mida Oraisa, any other man can be married to more than one wife, Kohen Gadol cannot. In the middle of paragraph Bidini HaMitzvah, Umasha Amru She'eno Nosein Shtayim Noshim La'olam. The Chinuch quotes the Rambam that says, a Kohen Gadol can never be married to two wives. She'ne'emar v'hu isha b'v'sula yikach. So the beginning of the Masechah Yuma talk about, do you have to have a backup wife? What do you mean? Let him just marry two wives. No, special din. Kohen v'chiber bado v'ad beso v'lo shnei batim. He can only be married to one wife. The Ravid does not like this Chinuch. He doesn't like the Rambam, who says what the Chinuch says. The Rambam says, quotes this halacha in Isurei Bia Yud Zayin Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Zazeya Kohen Gadol Shisan Ara Besula, Vechulu Veino Nasi Shnei Nashim La Olam Ka'achas. The Ravid assumes that this is just the din of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol can only be married to one wife. But the rest of the year he can. He's bothered though then, what, Erev Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol has to choose one and divorce the other wives, which he could ever remarry again because he can't marry a Grusha. So maybe that's the problem why the Rambam got it from. He says, I don't know, he said, doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, but he says, Adas no senes kein. Kedishli tzarech lagarish erev yom kippurim. He says, interestingly, this unusual Ravid, I think the Gemara is against the Rambam, but I think the Svar is with the Rambam, says the Ravid. But he says, there's a pasuk kedivir yamim that I'm bothered by. Vayisalo yeho yada nashim shtayim. Vayivaleid banim vanos. He had two wives. So the Ravid is assuming it was at the same time. You might say it was one after another. But either way, that is discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid. The Menachas Chinuch discusses this as well in Os Test. This machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. And the Chinuch ends off. Enoig be'eretz bizman habayis vo ha'avoda. This mitzvah applies when we have a Kohen Gadol, when we have a Beis HaMikdash. Ki az yisman ha'Kohen Gadol v'lo b'malkom acher. Obviously this does not apply bizman hazeh when we don't have a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol ha'over al zeh. V'nasa be'ulas ish she'ein alo amana v'lo grusha. If a Kohen Gadol marries a ba'ula, if he marries an almana or a grusha, there are other others. But if he marries a ba'ula that was not an almana, not a grusha, right, you have to figure out how do you do that, but bitalasei, could be after an ones, whatever the case is, a ba'ula umotzia baget, then he has to get divorced because he cannot stay married in sin. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a freilich and Purim. Hashem, there won't be a shir tomorrow. Hashem will pick up next week with the two other mitzvahs relating to Kohen Gadol.